So, Luis Leon from Credits, very creative company, and you certainly look the part. Absolutely creative, but it's all about creatives, and it's a great time for you probably because guess what? That's how games compete. Exactly. But they can't do it because some of them are a small team. So tell me a little bit about Credits, what you do, how you fill the gap.
So here at Credits, we are what I want to consider a creative partner, not necessarily an agency. We don't want to just hand over creative anymore. We want to make sure that we're aligned with our partners, meaning we're making advertisement for their networks, for the performance landscape, for the brand landscape, and also making sure they're getting the proper performance strategy behind everything. So, you know, we're focusing on intros, we're focusing on sell sequences, end cards, we're focusing on whether or not it's going to be in vertical aspect ratio or square for like Meta in comparison to programmatic. So we're trying to elevate, you know, that creative delivery.
When I'm talking to marketers, they're saying, well, I need a whole bunch of creatives, and I'll just A-B test them and pick the winner. But that sounds like, you know, massive amount of creatives, massive amount of work. How many do you really need to have?
But there's smart ways to do it where you can take one video, 30 seconds, make a cut down. Within those two cut downs, make different iterations. Within those iterations, deliver them in different aspect ratios. So now you're looking at 10 videos that are made out of one, and you have the media spend for it. You're going to find a winner. And that's our goal here. We want to deliver creative where people are going to find winners, right? And so with that type of inventory, there's bound to be one. There's clients that understand it and clients that don't. And that's an example of like maybe convincing somebody of experimenting with TikTok, right? Making something ephemeral, making something raw, making something that might not be traditionally considered produced, shot on an iPhone, but within the performance world might be something that's going to take them to the next level because people will stop on that, right?
Yeah, I like that. I like that raw because I've seen a couple of games, the ads go viral simply because they just did it themselves. It was like, hey, here's the studio. We made the game. Here it is, guys. So that went really well. What kind of work do you have to do to convince someone maybe to get away from production and go raw?
You know, you can't always convince everybody to do what you think is right, but what you can do is offer a solution. So maybe we do make something produced for the client because it's hitting their needs and it's hitting what they want to do. But sometimes we'll add in a little twist, like, why don't you test this out? Why don't you test this very much more like raw, ephemeral looking video? We'll throw it into the mix. If it works, maybe we explore it. If it doesn't, it doesn't come out of your budget, you know. But if they're willing to experiment with us for us to show them the way, I think that's the best.
Tell me something. What's like the coolest, creative, the wildest thing that you've come up with? Maybe even something where it's like, wow, I never thought that would go viral.
I think one of the most interesting things that we have done is we had a placement in Times Square for Subway Surfers where right there, heart of Times Square, 3D ad where the subway was coming out of the wall. And kind of dipping into Times Square. I thought that was highly innovative. Again, people are taking advantage of, you know, real life IRL advertising. And the fact that we experimented that with 3D just kind of shows the capabilities of what we can do.
What's 2023 going to be for you? Is it going to have something even cooler? Something you can tell us about? Lift the lid a little bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, our wheelhouse is CGI. But what you can expect from us in 2023 is more strategy, opening up the UGC world. Within our own UGC stock library, along with live shoots, expanding our market, building our creative teams, and just really, you know, nailing the mark on helping out our clients achieving their creative needs.
I believe you can do it. I would say rock on.
Let's do it.